guess what? It's our birthday! 4ZZZ is turning 50, and we can't wait to celebrate with all of you with some awesome surprises coming later this year. So if you haven't yet, why not subscribe? Tis the season. After all, it's April Atonement, and there's never been a better time to join our amazing community. So head to 4ZZZ.org.au and subscribe today.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Nicole with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, a 12-year-old girl has passed away after an e-scooter crash in Laidley on Easter Saturday. The crash is currently under investigation and a GoFundMe has been established to support the family with the funeral costs. Transport Safety Officer Dr. Lisa Rowe from the University of Queensland says the rising popularity of e-scooters has highlighted the need for safety measures, especially for younger users. In national news, the Tasmanian Regional Ambulance Service is calling for more volunteers as the number of ambulance officers falls. The Health and Community Services Union said that without the volunteers, regional paramedics sometimes have to transport a patient without anyone observing them in the back. The union also said that relying on volunteers who are not paid for their time and do not have the same training as paramedics is risky. They say that the Tasmanian government should focus on training and recruiting more paramedics. In international news, US Defence Security Pete Hegseth is under fire after numerous reports that he was sharing sensitive military plans in a second signal encrypted chat. The reports prompted calls for Hegseth to be fired after a similar situation a month ago where a journalist was added to a signal group chat containing sensitive military plans. Hegseth initially denied it despite evidence. The report showed Hegseth had shared the attack plans to a secondary chat containing members of his family, his personal lawyer, and was made on his personal phone. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with some slight fog. It is currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.